Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to talk about something that every entrepreneur loves and hates to do, negotiate. And why do entrepreneurs love and hate to negotiate? Well, because if you love it, it's probably because you love the concept of winning, and maybe you come from a sales background, and that's great. And if you hate it, it's probably because you don't come from a sales background, and it gives you anxiety to step into the ring with someone else and fight it out, and hopefully someone comes out on top. Everyone who I've spoken to who thinks of negotiation thinks of it as a battle ground. That's incorrect. It's incorrect to think that you've got your side and they've got their side and someone's gonna lose and someone's gonna win. That is amateur hour. And if you're listening to this, you're not an amateur. You're playing long games. You're building empires, not sandcastles. So let's reframe this. Negotiation is not about winning. It's about creation. It's about forging deals that don't just benefit you. It's elevating everyone involved in the discussion. See, I still have to caveat with, before you roll your eyes at the whole win-win cliche, I need you to hear me out. I'm not talking about kumbaya and compromising until everyone gets a participation trophy. I'm talking about crafting agreements so ingenious, so mutually beneficial, that the concept of winning, air quotes winning, becomes irrelevant. Think about it like this. You're not just dividing a pie, you're baking a bigger one. The more value you can create for the other side, the more you'll ultimately get yourself. Now, great negotiators don't just know their own strengths, they intimately understand the other side. What are their fears? What are their desires? What are their hidden pain points? Once you know this, you can use their own momentum against them. It's like judo. You're not trying to overpower your opponent. You're using their force to your advantage. If they're terrified of missing out, create a sense of scarcity. If they're ego-driven, appeal to their sense of legacy. Remember, money is just one form of currency. In the world of high-level entrepreneurship, relationships can be worth way more. A strong relationship can open doors, create opportunities, smooth over rough patches. So don't just focus on squeezing every last dollar out of a deal. Focus on building trust, building rapport, and a reputation for fairness. That's the kind of currency that pays dividends for years to come. That is the mindset that you have to have going into negotiations when you are trying to build an empire. Now, let's talk about steps to negotiate. Let's talk about how to actually do a negotiation and how we ditch the outdated win-lose mentality. The mindset when you're going into a negotiation is very simple. At a high level, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to reframe. So you're going to shift your mindset from winning to creating value. You're going to research. So you're going to dig deep into the other side's motivations and concerns. And then you're going to relate. You're going to build a genuine connection with them beyond the transaction. Now, great. You got the mindset down. Very, very straightforward. Let's get tactical. There are five tactics and we could go into depth on each of them. But today, I just want to make you aware of the five tactics that you can use when you are negotiating. So this is beyond negotiation 101. Even though they may seem very straightforward, common sense isn't common. These are tactics that can definitely get a good deal done and already put you in a position to get a better outcome for you and for the person that you're negotiating with. So the first tactic is called anchoring. So anchor is a sales strategy, or it's used in sales. But what anchoring is when you set an expectation of what you want to get out of the interaction. So anchoring in sales would look like, this is the price that I'm willing to sell my services at, so that when you reach an agreed upon, an actual agreed upon price, they're not lowballing you because they know where you're starting. So anchoring really is first impressions. It is the initial offer that sets the tone for the entire negotiation. Don't be afraid to anchor high. This doesn't mean being ridiculous and being insulting them. You want to aim for ambitious but justifiable. Why? Because this gives you more room to maneuver. Think of it like you're starting a hike at a higher elevation. Even if you descend a bit, you're still going to end up above where you would have if you started lower on the mountain, right? You will end up in a better position than if you started and anchored low, or if you didn't anchor at all. The second tactic, trade, don't concede. So when the other side pushes back, don't just give in. Look for opportunities to trade concessions. For example, if they want a lower price, offer it in exchange for a longer contract or faster payment terms. This keeps the negotiation dynamic. It allows you to capture value on multiple fronts. They'll respect you more for it as well. And remember, every concession you ever give should be a calculated move, not a surrender. You do want to make them fight for concessions. Third tactic is the power of silence and strategic pauses. So if you are negotiating in person on a Zoom call in the heat of the negotiation, silence can be your most potent weapon. After you make an offer, resist the urge to fill the void. Resist the urge to justify what you just said. Let the other side stew for a bit. This creates a sense of anticipation. It can lead them to make concessions they hadn't planned on. Strategic pauses within your speech or even in your email cadence. They add emphasis. They allow your points to sink in. This is why when you are negotiating before you need something is by far the most effective way to negotiate. If it is an urgent, important matter and you don't have a lot of time, you are already coming at the negotiation in a disadvantage. So allow for strategic pauses to let the person ruminate on the offer or the item that you just put forward. Fourth tactic is BATNA, B-A-T-N-A. This is your walk away power. Never, ever, ever, ever enter a negotiation without knowing your BATNA, best alternative to a negotiated agreement. This is your safety net or your plan B. Knowing your BATNA gives you confidence and leverage. If the negotiation isn't going your way, you can walk away without fear. This usually and can prompt the other side to sweeten the deal, but have your non-negotiable negotiable walk-away point. That's very important. Again, this means that you cannot enter the negotiation with zero BATNA, aka if you don't make this deal, your business implodes overnight and you go bankrupt. Obviously, if you let it get to that point, you don't have a lot of walk-away power. So set yourself up for success. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Success so that you have walk-away power. Fifth tactic is the Columbo tactic. Play dumb, but not too dumb. This tactic is basically named after the famous TV detective Columbo. He always appeared bumbling, disheveled, but his cluelessness disarmed people and it let them reveal more than they intended. So when you're negotiating, you can use a similar approach. Say what you have to say. Don't always say more. If you feign a lack of understanding on certain points, it could encourage the other person to explain things in more detail. It could potentially reveal valuable information. So of course, you don't want to look like an idiot, but the person who speaks less usually wins the negotiation or the interaction. So you don't have to give the farm. Get the other person to speak through why they're making the offer that they're making. Maybe you ask for clarification, but the point is, the more information you can get out of that person, the better position you're going to be in. And a bonus tip, when you are going into a negotiation, emotional intelligence is always more important than IQ. So remember, EQ over IQ. These tactics are powerful, but remember that negotiation is ultimately a human interaction. EQ, emotional intelligence, is just as important as a tactical skill. Pay attention to the other side's emotions and body language. Build rapport, show empathy, find common ground. This will not only make negotiation way more enjoyable, it increases the chance of you reaching a mutually beneficial agreement and getting what you actually want. Now, there will be challenges that you're going to face as an entrepreneur when you are doing complex deals, navigating unexpected curveballs. Negotiation isn't always so black and white. So here's a few common challenges just to think through as you start to build your business and some ideas as to how to approach these challenges. So the first challenge you're going to see when you're building anything worth building is a multi-party negotiation. So negotiating with multiple parties does add layers of complexity. So alliances can shift, hidden agendas can emerge, consensus can become elusive. Here's how to handle it. Map the terrain. Before you enter the negotiation, identify each party's interests, priorities, and potential coalitions. You also want to build coalitions or partnerships. Look for opportunities to form alliances with partners who share your goals, even if only partially, and play the long game. Don't try and rush it. Multi-party negotiations rarely happen in a single sitting. Be patient, be persistent, be adaptable. The second challenge is high-stakes negotiation. When the stakes are high, emotions are going to run hot, and the pressure to perform is immense. This is how you stay cool under pressure so you can approach the negotiation effectively. Prepare relentlessly. Leave no stone unturned in your research and preparation. The more you know, the more confident you'll be. You want to manage your emotions, so take breaks, practice mindfulness, and avoid reacting impulsively. And focus on the process, not just the outcome. Even if the deal doesn't go your way, you can always learn valuable lessons and build relationships. It is so sad when something goes south, I get it, but if you don't learn from it, it's even worse. So do a post-mortem. Figure out what went wrong. Prepare yourself for next time. The third challenge is the unexpected curveball. Negotiations will rarely go as planned. Unexpected information, sudden demands, unforeseen events, they can totally throw you off balance. Here's how to stay agile. Here's how to stay in the game. Don't panic. Take a deep breath. Assess the situation calmly. Avoid making rash decisions. Ask somebody else who's not part of the negotiation to objectively look at it so you're not making emotional decisions that you shouldn't be making. You want to reframe the problem. You want to look for creative solutions that address the new information, the new demands, and don't be afraid to walk away. The deal doesn't make sense. Don't hesitate to walk away. There will be other opportunities. As you can see, as I speak through some of the strategies and tactics and challenges with negotiation, a lot of it is managing your own emotion and understanding when you can walk away so you can focus on things that are actually going to move the needle. And lastly, there is an art in a counterintuitive negotiation move, because sometimes the most effective negotiation tactics are the ones that seem counterintuitive. Sometimes revealing your weaknesses and selectively sharing a minor weakness can build trust and make you appear more human. Again, that's the EQ play. Offering a concession up front. This can create a sense of reciprocity and encourage the other side to be more flexible. Or asking for advice, showing humility and seeking input can disarm the other side completely. It can open up brand new possibilities. Remember, this is a very brief introduction to negotiation. Negotiation is a skill that takes a lifetime to master, but this is a start. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be moments of self-doubt. Point is to reframe what negotiation is, because every negotiation you actually engage in, you're going to learn, you're going to grow, you're going to become a more effective leader. The best negotiators are not just skilled tacticians. They're also empathetic listeners, creative problem solvers, relentless learners. So just to wrap this up, tie a bow in it, we've gone through a brief introduction to the world of negotiation. You've reframed your mindset to understand it's not a win-lose. It's also not even a win-win. It's a value creation exercise. Also, you've spoken about some more advanced tactics, overcoming some real-world challenges. Key takeaways that I want you to write down and remember: value creation over winning. The best deals aren't won, they're created. You want to focus on expanding the pie, not just your slice. Preparation is key. Do your homework, research the other side, and know your BATNA. Emotional intelligence matters. Build rapport, show empathy, read the room. EQ is just as important as IQ in negotiation, probably even a little bit more. Embrace the unexpected, be adaptable, be creative, and be willing to walk away if necessary. And negotiation is a journey. It takes time to master these skills. So you want to practice, 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 dive into negotiations, lean into the hard work in all areas of your life. It's good. Business deals, everyday interactions. Study negotiation styles of successful entrepreneurs, diplomats, even historical figures, and get feedback. Like, this is learning 101. Ask colleagues, peers, mentors, sit in on the negotiation, provide constructive criticism, and experiment with different tactics. See how trying one thing elicits a certain reaction, trying another thing elicits a different reaction. And the best part about honing your negotiation skills, as you discover that you will become a better negotiator and a better deal maker, you're also going to discover that you are a more influential and effective leader. The ability to persuade, to inspire, to motivate others, it's essential for any entrepreneur. And it all starts mastering the art of negotiation. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.